First, President Trump announced yesterday that he plans to send federal law enforcement agents to 5 U.S. cities, including Milwaukee. Trump argued that the move is necessary to stem the tide of what he says is rising violence in these cities. Federal agents have already been sent to Portland, Oregon. Since they've been in the city, we've seen clashes between federal forces and anti-police violence protesters. We've also heard allegations of these officers arresting people and removing them from the street in unmarked vehicles. State and local leaders have voiced their opposition to the move, saying that the decision seems political in nature and could make issues worse in cities like Milwaukee. Our next guest has been covering this story and joins us to give us the latest. Ashley Lutheran is an investigative journalist and covers public health and safety issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Ashley, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So in the news conference yesterday, President Trump didn't mention Milwaukee by name, but the White House did eventually say that Milwaukee is on the list. What's been the response to this news from city and state lawmakers?
So yesterday, the response from most state and city leaders in Milwaukee was one of confusion and concern. They wanted to know what exactly these federal agents would be doing in the city and what their orders would be. Today, we got some more clarity from our U.S. attorney here in Milwaukee, who was clarifying and echoing statements that actually our local district attorney, John Chisholm, made the day before, which is that this whole effort is actually a rebranding and continuation of an existing Justice Department initiative. It is something that is distinct and separate from what federal authorities are doing in Portland. For example, in Portland, those are Customs and Border Patrol officers who were deputized for the Federal Protective Service. So they were assigned to that city to protect federal property. In Milwaukee and these other cities, they're talking about using agents from the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, and U.S. Marshals, which is quite common as far as law enforcement collaboration. And we've seen those kinds of efforts here in Milwaukee before to address violent crime and specifically gun crime.
You refer to it as collaboration. That tends to sound like kind of an equal relationship. Is this something that Milwaukee police and Milwaukee leaders have asked for?
So initially, I think, again, a lot of this confusion stemmed from the way it was rolled out, and you explained that very well in your introduction about the White House announcement. And initially, there weren't very many details or explanation about what this was, and that caused a lot of confusion. The Milwaukee Police Department has come out and said very clearly that the department has not requested any help as it relates to policing any sort of protests or civil unrest, and that, in fact, they would, quote, respectfully decline federal agents for that purpose. However, the Milwaukee Police Department also said that they do partner with federal law enforcement frequently and that they would continue to do so for that existing initiative, which used to be called Operation Relentless Pursuit and now is called Operation Legend. And so you're seeing more of you're seeing local and federal law enforcement today trying to make an even sharper distinction between those things and what's happening in Milwaukee and these other 4 cities and contrasting that with what happened in Portland.
Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to the Trump administration asking them to hold off on sending federal agents. He also said this on a reporter call yesterday.
Amping up the federal presence will, I believe, create more turmoil.
Is that a concern that actually the presence of these federal officers, regardless of what branch they are coming from, that this could actually escalate a situation?
I think that's a concern, and you heard some of that from Milwaukee's Common Council this morning. My colleague Allison Durr was reporting on that. There's certainly a concern that with just the timing and everything going on in the city with the DNC, which will still be happening, although it'll be mostly virtual, ongoing protest that, you know, there were concern from local aldermen here saying, well, what's to kind of stop those federal resources from being redirected and perhaps being used in ways that they're not foreseeing or not planning for right now?
We're talking with Ashley Lutheran right now. She's an investigative journalist and covers public health and safety issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about the Trump administration's decision and announcement that they will be sending federal officers into several cities across the country, including Milwaukee. And what is the justification from the Trump administration for sending these federal law enforcement officers to cities like Chicago, Albuquerque, and Milwaukee?
So the justification that's been given is these resources are to be used to address violent crime. Milwaukee, like other cities around the country, has seen a surging homicide rate. In the city of Milwaukee, the homicides really started to spike in April. You started to see that trend emerging. And many of them, more than one third of them, are related to family or domestic violence. And so, you know, federal officials are saying these resources will be used to focus on illegal gun possession, tracing firearms, and working to solve violent crime in the hopes of preventing future violence.
And what do we know about the cities where they are saying that they'll be sending these federal agents? Are they generally Democratic cities? Are they cities that have higher crime rates than other cities? Are there commonalities to them?
So I think immediately one thing that's jumped out to observers and, of course, to our local officials here in Milwaukee is that it appears to be targeting Democratic cities. And so, of course, that was a concern. Some folks who have voiced criticism, fear that this is, more of a political move rather than an effort for public safety.
And if I remember correctly, they are saying that some cities will see these agents arriving within the next week, but Milwaukee is on the schedule for, I believe, about 3 weeks from now. Is there a reason why Milwaukee is being focused on at that point instead of sooner if the problems are so serious?
That's something that we weren't able to get answered in our reporting. The White House hasn't really specified that. And in my discussion with the U.S. attorney, he continually said, there will be more specific details forthcoming. And so you're correct. This operation is expected to expand into Chicago and Albuquerque, New Mexico next, and then we'll continue into Cleveland, Detroit, and Milwaukee over the next 3 weeks. I would anticipate that we'd be learning more in the next week or so about what that would look like from some of our local representatives who are part of the federal government, like the U.S. attorney.
Several of these cities where these agents are going to be sent have also seen calls for funding for police to be scaled back, redistributed to other social programs. That's certainly the case in Milwaukee. Does that also seem to be an element in this, because President Trump has come out very strongly against those calls for reform that take the form of defunding police or reapportioning funding?
Yes, absolutely. In the White House announcement yesterday and the recap of what the president said, it included a quote from him that essentially said, I don't want to defund the police. I want to add more police. And so as far as this initiative, it's not only sending more federal resources, but there's also supposed to be federal money used to hire more police officers. And as you rightfully point out, that comes amid discussion nationally and here in Milwaukee about reallocating resources from the police department into other areas and to other social services to try to address, what people see as the true root causes of crime and violence.
What have we heard from Wisconsin Republican leaders about this planned move of bringing in federal agents?
Well, Senator Ron Johnson released a statement today in which he was saying, we should welcome federal resources to help reduce violent crime. He said that no one's talking about sending an occupying force, and it's disappointing that some are suggesting this is anything other than an effort to combat crime. Yesterday, there were some comments from another prominent State House Republican who was saying essentially, Milwaukee certainly needs this help because of the homicide rate that's going up this year. However, there's a real question of local control and were local officials adequately informed, and did they ask for this? And if not, that's a problem.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us and bringing us up to speed.
Thank you for having me.
Ashley Lutheran is an investigative journalist and covers public health and safety issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us today to talk about the Trump administration's announcement that it plans to send federal law enforcement agents into several cities across the country, including Milwaukee.